Hello and good morning. You're listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After.
Yes, and you're also listening to Texture. Thanks for coming into the studio this morning.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, very good. Just having a great morning so far. Living my best life. Electric Ave is this weekend.
Yes.
We keep having to say, you know, like, oh, it's a couple weeks away. It's coming up, but it's literally in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And you'll be playing?
Yes.
Are you excited? What's your feelings like going into Electric Ave?
I am really excited. I'm actually really excited about the lineup as well this year as well.
Yes, you were just saying that and while we were playing those tunes. What is it about the lineup that is so spectacular?
I feel like because it's all local around from New Zealand, so I feel like they're kind of forced to kind of just search from a different pool, and I've also got a few mates on the lineup as well, so I might be a bit biased.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what we can expect from one of your sets?
So me and Ultraviolet are going one after the other, so we decided to go back to back for 2 hours. We're opening the Rave Cave and we're thinking of doing some slower 120 techie stuff and then just kind of surf the genres and see where we end up.
Cool. Very exciting. How did you first get into, you know, starting to DJ and make music and perform and stuff like that? Is it something that you always wanted to do? Or was there a moment that you're like, oh, that's where I want to take my career?
To be honest, it is something that I'd always wanted to do. When I was a teenager, I was a bit of a hermit, and all I'd do all day was look for new music.
Cool.
And then when I left high school, I wasn't too keen on getting a full-time job or going to uni.
Fair enough.
So I decided to enroll in Mains and do their one-year music production course.
Cool,
and
nice.
Then from there, I got connections and then slowly just started building and playing more and more and more.
Cool. That's so exciting. Very cool.
Yeah.
Obvious to us, it seems to be in this field of, like, you know, music and especially producing and more electronic rave cave kind of stuff, it's a more male dominated, you know, field. What's it like being a woman in that field? Do you ever get, you know, any people being like, not, I guess, expecting the sound you have or anything like that?
I often,
Is that something that, you know, as kind of, do you think that's slowly going away as the scene kind of broadens and diversifies and gets bigger, or do you think it's something that's still kind of as prevalent as it was, I guess, when you started?
Because I started 4 years ago, and I do kind of feel like it is starting to go away, because you have heaps of girls popping up on the scene.
Yeah, for sure.
Becca doing her Sugar and Spice Nights, which is like an all-female lineup. You've got DJs like Amina, Staya, who have like more of like a harder sort of dubstepy sound. So I do think it's starting to go away. And then you also see what's happening in the UK with Six Figure Gang and Sherelle and Lucy. So I think that... yeah, times are changing.
Cool. Mm. Well, that's very exciting.
When you first joined the industry and started doing all this, did you have any fears? And are those fears the same as the fears you may have today?
Yeah, I was really scared. I'm naturally actually quite a shy person, and putting myself out there is kind of, you know, a bit of a feat. But as far as fears go, it was more just... people being receptive, but I think as I've slowly gone on, I've realised that you've just kind of got to kind of stick to your guns, and eventually people will catch on.
Yeah, for sure. Bringing it back to Electric Ave, who else specifically on the lineup are you really excited to see?
Mr. Meaty Boy.
Ooh, yeah.
Shout out to Bernadine.
Yes.
Yeah, she's great.
Headland. He's awesome. Keanu Raves.
Yep.
Was looking forward to seeing Ultraviolet, but now we're going back to back.
Yes.
Which I'm not mad at that at all. And who else? I feel like I'm forgetting people. But yeah, that's who I can remember for now.
Nice. Well, that's a great list.
Yeah, an extensive lineup indeed. Let me ask you about genre. It's basically dissipating as time goes by.
Totally.
So what genres do you think best describe your music, and how do you think genre is changing as time goes on?
I would just straight up say bass. So I like drums and bass whether it's at a slower speed, tickier speed, or like legit drum and bass and jungle.
Mm-hmm.
But I play really multi-genre sets, so I usually start slow and then slowly build my way up.
Mm.
And I'm liking the fact that genre is dissipating because it leaves a lot more room for experimentation.
Yeah definitely.
Yeah. So true.
I feel like I know genre is getting less and less because every time we look at an artist, they're like, what genres they're in is like a 12-page document, you know? Because essentially they do so much that they don't fit any one particular type.
Yeah. No.
You know, it's always like this huge string of sentences explaining it all, you know? It's very fun.
And that was kind of when I started. I kind of feel like in Christchurch as well, it can be quite genre defined.
Mm.
And that was kind of in the back of my mind something that I wanted to dissipate a little bit. I was like, I'm just going to play everything and hope people were receptive.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, and it's gone great so far. Yeah. You know? you're coming to Electric Amp. Yeah.
So many different genres. Yes.
For sure.
Final thing. What does 2021 have in store for you other than Electric Amp?
Mm. The Ben UFO gig poster just dropped.
Hell
so
yeah.
That's in March. I'll be going back to back with Parakete. Shout out to Zach.
Cool.
And then I also have a record coming out with a friend in the middle of the year.
Ooh.
It's not fully announced yet, but yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that one.
Oh, cheeky. Are we spoiler? Thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning. Texture.
No worries. You guys have a good day.